Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Jordy Marshall, and this is your Red Road Podcast, where we talk about youth issues and just having silly conversations to get to know our guests a little bit more. Today, we have a very special guest. He is from Chapel Island, and he is a Red Road Project community leader and soon-to-be university student at CBU, Brady Doucette.
Sorry, I was thirsty. Hi, everyone.
How are you doing, Brady?
I'm swell.
That's good. That's good to know. I am glad.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Excuse you. Yeah. So how are things?
Things are great. Do you want me to elaborate?
Yeah.
I'm currently at an adventure camp at CBU where we're discovering new things with technology. Sorry, I'm not close enough to the mic.
Yeah, there we go. You're good now.
Okay. And so, basically, what was that noise?
I don't know. Mystery creepy. Sound.
There's a mystery sound in this boardroom. Makeshift tent thing.
We have a sound booth that we work so hard. But literally, after we'd finished our, what's that thing called that we did?
Polycon.
Yeah, a video conference. Yeah. We did a video conference. So right after they all left and me and Patrick Cruz sat here trying to make a makeshift tent. It's like a gazebo tent and your cell phone should be off.
Okay.
And so it's a sound booth. It's a little bit better. A little bit better than having a big open room with all the echo.
The walls are made of sleeping bags, and there's air mattresses on the roof.
You know, we got to make with what we got, and that's what we did. So, yes. Yeah, anyway, you're talking about that you're at an adventure camp. Please talk more about
that. Yes, we're discovering how to use technologies in ways youth usually don't know how to, and today we focused on green screens, and we made a rather exciting video.
Yeah. Interesting. Quite interesting. I guess we should move on to our questions. I have a list of questions to ask you, and we're going to go through like a little bit of a serious side questions to know your input about today's issues with the youth, and also some more funner questions.
Okay.
What?
You said input instead of input.
Input?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. Oh god, what am I doing? Okay, so here's the first question. How do you like working with the Red Road Project?
I love working with the Red Road Project.
You sound so enthusiastic.
Well, they can't really see me listening to a podcast, so I have to sound like I'm somewhat excited.
Yes. Oh, that's good.
But yeah, I really do love working for the Red Road Project. It's such a great organization, and I love it with every ounce of my little bitty heart.
The itty bitty heart?
Yeah, it goes pitter patter.
So, how is your summer going so far?
It's going, well, at the beginning it was slow, but it's picking up rather quickly because, like, August is always the busy month for me rather than, like, let's go to Florida in July. It's let's watch Netflix for a month and then do stuff for the last couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's rather interesting.
I think I'd much rather be in Florida.
Yeah.
Right now, considering the amount of horrible weather we've had. Yeah. This is barely summer this year.
The lightning the other night was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't even hear the lightning because I was like,
we were up all night at camp, so it was like hella cray.
I was like sound asleep in my bed with my dog in her cage.
Because,
Amy. Yes, Amy. She's like a little angel that grows and don't stop eating. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you like about the Red Road Project?
I like the people that are in it.
And all of them?
Yes, all of them. Haters gonna hate, but I appreciate. Don't spit out your
wise word. Words of yes. Taylor Swift.
Did she say that?
Along those lines, I would imagine.
Well, mine's patent pending.
Patent pending, really?
No, I don't know. TM, like LTM.
TM. Haters gonna hate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shake it off, shake it off.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hate.
Okay, Echo.
Hate.
Smith.
Okay. what changes would you like to see in the Mi'kmaq youth today?
I want to see them become more active within their communities, because I don't sense that they go out to do stuff, because a lot of the people I'm friends with from home do stuff like in surrounding towns rather than within our own.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. Like, people are like, I'd rather game all day or watch Netflix all day than...
Me.
Basically, yeah, my life.
That's me.
Yeah, I agree. But at least you're doing stuff in your community, though. So yeah, I guess... Trying. Would you consider yourself to be someone to look up to?
Yeah, I'm 6'6". Everyone looks up to me.
Oprah looks up to me.
So does Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Are you oh my god, I need to like take a sip.
Okay, don't choke. Or drown, I might say.
Okay, I'm good. Are you eligible to vote for this year's federal election? If so, are you going to be voting this year?
I am old enough to vote, and yes, I will be voting.
End of question. Next. Yeah, but do you think there is an importance to vote?
Yeah.
Especially for the young people.
I think there is, because, say, if none of us voted... And then we'd be going into this world where the government suddenly takes over your life. And you're like, damn, that sucks. And you're like, oh, I could have voted liberal instead of conservative.
Yeah.
Liberal instead of conservative.
I think that...
But liberal.
It's just like a repetitive ad. Liberal instead of conservative. Like, just they're loop paying it 15 me. Times. They're paying you. They're blackmailing you.
Oh, yeah. I hacked the system.
I think people don't know. Like, it's people are starting to lose sight of the power that they have when it comes to voting. Like, the way to think about it is that we hold the power, because without us, they won't be voted in. And people are losing sight of that because people are not voting. And it is important to vote.
It's like America's Got Talent. If you want your favorite act to stay, you vote for them.
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you think the Red Road Project is beneficial to our Mi'kmaq youth today?
Yeah. It gives them a sense of leadership from others. And that will further them in life.
Good answer.
I'm trying to think of smart things to say, but I'm not that.
Well, you shouldn't think too much about being smart. You should think about what you really feel. That'll make more sense.
It's beneficial as heck.
Do you see that? It's more meaningful than anything. Yeah, okay. So that was our first round of questions. So 1 to 6. We have 6 this time. Last time we had 10 questions, and I found it went a little too long. Because we do want to shorten up this podcast a bit to make it more user-friendly. People don't want to sit there for 49 minutes listen to me talk. But yeah.
They're here to hear the guest.
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Perf. All right. So that was about less than 10 minutes. It was 9 minutes and 7 seconds. So we're going to break for a couple seconds for an ad brought to you in part by Brady Lee Doucette.
So, oh, really?
Yes, really.
Awesome. I can...
All right, so we're gonna cut into the ad right now.
Hi, this is Brady Doucette from the Red Road Project. Like what you're hearing? Follow me on Twitter at IamBradyLee. If you know how to spell that, add me on Snapchat, because it's the same thing. And also on Facebook as just Brady Lee. Thank you. Bye.
And we're back. That was Brady's ad. I hope you liked it. It took us a long time to record that. I don't think that was English. It took a long time to record it. Okay, so there was enough of the serious questions. Here are some questions that I'm going to ask you. They're on the lighter side. What kind of TV shows are you into right now?
American Horror Story, for sure.
The best.
Yeah, Two Broke Girls, if you're into raunchy comedy. Big Brother, always been a Big Brother fan. I'm going to be on the show one day.
That's a popular one. That's a very popular show.
America's Got Talent, as I said before. Trying to think. Oh, Teen Wolf is back. That's a good show. Yeah. And there's another show that I started watching, but I'm not really quite sure what it's called. But it's really good, and you should watch it.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it.
Well, like, the cast is really good looking. America's Next Top Model, that's what it is.
Yeah, you would think that it'd be good looking, like...
To be the next top model.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they sent home somebody that was really good looking that shouldn't have gone home, and I was really mad about it. Oh, and RuPaul's Drag Race... All Stars 2 is coming out. And
All Stars 2?
All Stars 2 has been confirmed.
Willem gonna be on there?
It's controversial.
Why? Because he, like, got kicked off?
Yeah, also because his season was before the last All Stars, and they think they're only gonna do seasons 5 from 7. Because they did one from 4 for the last.
He needs to be on there, though, because he's
I agree. Willem is great. Willem Belli, Google him. He's hilarious. He's a drag queen, and she's beautiful.
Okay, so, Harry Potter or The Hunger Games?
That's a hard question, because Katniss is hot, but I pick Harry Potter.
Is it the wand? Or is it the scar?
No.
Is it the magic?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character on Harry Potter?
Who's my favorite character on Harry Potter? Cedric Diggory.
The one that died?
Yeah. Because you don't have to pay attention to him that long. Just there for a movie. The rest of them are there for too long. There's like 8.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It was a rude joke to all the Cedric fans. My favorite character is probably Ron Weasley's rat. Scampers.
Why?
Because he's... Like, people don't realize that he's actually a person until book 3. And then... He doesn't really exist after that either, but I just think it's funny because it was Peter Cottontail or whatever his name is.
Peter Cottontail?
Not the Easter Bunny, but the guy with the big teeth.
Wasn't his last name Pettigrew?
Yeah, Pettigrew. Peter Pettigrew.
Peter Pettigrew, yeah. Who ended up being like a real jerk.
Yeah.
I did not like him at all.
He was one of the reasons Harry's parents died.
My favorite part is like the last movie when... Ron Weasley's mom.
Yeah, she cusses out the woman.
Yeah,
that's Bellatrix's my daughter.
You.
And then she like makes her turn into a ribbon.
Yeah.
She dies. Oh, my favorite thing about Harry Potter ever is people don't realize that in the first movie, that snake that comes out of the Zeus pen is Voldemort's snake in the last movie that dies.
Really?
Yeah, they're the same snake.
Do they like claim? Does he like claim him or something?
No, it was Voldemort's snake. It just went back to him. Nigeria, that's her name. Or Nigeria, whatever it is. I don't know, it's Nigiri or something.
Nigeria? Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Good save.
I think I'll have to bleep like a little part there, but... I was like, oh my god.
Did he really?
If you were on the Hunger Games, do you think you would last?
Yeah.
How far?
Last, I'd win.
You'd win?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm a sweetheart and no one would want to kill me. Just why kill the fat guy?
I think I would like trip
and die. Trip and die. No, what I would do, to be honest? I would find out what the other ones were allergic to and request that for my people and just set those things free throughout the battle area so they all die of like anaphylactics.
Like slingshot a peanut butter ball at someone's face?
Yeah.
You're like, horrible. But not every everyone's allergic to something.
Like Clay actually works with the Red Road. I'd like ask them to set lots of mosquitoes out because she's allergic to mosquitoes.
Oh my god.
If it was just me and her left, I'd be like, send me mosquitoes, low key.
Oh my god.
And then I take her afterbite and I'd be like, look at that. Got you. But that was if we were in the Hunger Games. I adore her.
Oh my god. Yeah. I don't think that would happen. I don't think you'd be able to do that. She'd be like your little,
She'd be my Roo.
Your Roo.
I'd put flowers around her body.
Okay, this is like gone so dark. I don't know if she would appreciate this. How does it go? Is it like three fingers?
Yeah, like these three.
Oh my god, perf. If you were stuck on a deserted island and were granted three wishes to make your life comfortable for the rest of your life on the island, what would they be?
A nice house, a chef, and Levi Marshall. I need company.
And you pick Levi Marshall.
He's my favorite ever.
In the world.
He just left and I miss him already. Yeah. He's only gone for 2 weeks and I'm acting like he died. Like, I hugged him four times in the parking lot. I'm not even kidding. I was like, bye. He's like, didn't we just do this? I was like, yeah.
Once is not enough. Were you gonna say something? Or were we just pointing to?
No, I did this. I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next question. What is your favorite Disney movie?
Jerk. It's a hard question. Like, jerk. My favorite Disney movie is. Like, classic or new?
Anything.
Like, all together.
Of all time.
Of all Disney movies, of all
every
time.
Every Disney movie created in this world. Just not in other worlds. Not a Disney movie in, like, some alien planet.
I only watch Disney movies for Mars. Come on, Jordy, you know that.
Stop diverting. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Okay, my favorite Disney movie would have to be Big Hero 6. Yeah, Big Hero 6 was a good movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baymax is bae. You know, the big marshmallow man?
Yeah, I never watched that before, so, you know.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good, and it's your favorite?
Or Pocahontas, because, you know, repping the natives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Pocahontas. Some people were actually not allowed to watch Pocahontas as they were growing up because they were using the bad S word.
Yeah.
But if you look at it.
Did they say that in Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Really? I never noticed.
It was a song. It was like a song with one word, basically.
I didn't ever realize it was that word was in that movie.
Yeah. But they were calling each other, like the.
Oh, yeah, probably.
The non-Aboriginal people were like. And the Aboriginal people were calling them the.
Yeah, I understand now.
Yeah,
but you know what?
But in the
it's 2015, and we went just around the river bend, and we got over it. Now we're painted with the colors of the wind together.
We let it go. That's what we did.
You can't make a Frozen pun if we're talking about Pocahontas.
We're on the theme of Disney.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah. Okay, I'm over this question.
Okay. Disney's are controversial. I used to think Shrek was Disney. It's DreamWorks.
Like, just wishful thinking?
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to Magic Kingdom, and I want to see Shrek there. Shrek and Fiona.
Fiona owns Magic Kingdom, doesn't she?
Universal, I guess? I don't know what... Yeah, I think DreamWorks is Universal, actually. Yeah, Cinderella. Let's not talk about them because they're not paying us.
True.
What do you like to do? What do you like to do when you're not working or schooling?
Binge Netflix. Talk to friends because I don't have any friends close enough to hang out with. I like to go on adventures with my fam jam. Shout out to my mom. She made me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree, though. I liked that. We spoke about this prior to the podcast. What I like to do when I'm not working is to just lay there in bed in my sweatpants and a nice t-shirt or tank top, eat all my meals all day in my bed, and watch Netflix or movies or YouTube. And it's the best. If I don't do that, if I go weeks deprived from doing that, I get really, really, upset. I need it.
Retweet. Favorite, reblog, all of it.
Share all.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put that as my Snapchat story.
On your Twitter description, your Twitter bio.
My Twitter bio is Mama Bear's largest cub.
Really?
Yeah, because my principal, Lois, she was Mama Bear, and I was her cub, and God bless her.
That's nice.
Yeah. Shout out to Lois. Hashtag hi, Lois!
That'll trend worldwide after
this. No, we had it trending in Canada when she did a Twitter presentation in our school.
Really?
It was great. She loves us.
Wow. That was amazing. Wow.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Totally. We're such valley girls. Well, let's go to Starbucks and get croissants.
Croissants.
We're at Tim Hortons that day. Can I get a croissant? A what? I want a croissant. Oh, okay.
Oh my god, yes, the best. Where am I? Yay bacon or nay yay bacon?
Yay bacon.
Yay bacon.
Yay bacon.
I put breakfast that staple.
On everything. Breakfast staple. For sure. Lunch staple, supper staple.
Okay, so hypothetical. It's every meal. Some people have potatoes every meal. Bacon every meal.
Yeah. What do you make your hash browns with? Bacon.
So in the breakfast. Hypothetically, you're having breakfast.
Yeah.
Your mom said, oh, I made you breakfast, my lovely child. And she
we're imagining things.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically.
She hands you a plate of eggs. What do you do? No bacon.
Eat them?
Eat them?
I'm not disrespectful.
You'd be like, so you won't be like, where's the bacon?
No, I would say, no protein. And then she'd be like, the smart ones say, there's protein in eggs.
Shut down, that's it.
Yeah, no, but she knows that if I don't like bacon with eggs.
Really? Why not?
Because eggs go with toast, not bacon.
I like the trio, toast, eggs, and bacon.
Well, if it's a breakfast sandwich, but bacon is something, it's I don't know. But yeah, bacon is a need to all human beings that should only be consumed by itself.
What about vegetarians?
Chicken bacon.
Chicken bacon?
Yeah.
Chicken is meat.
Yeah, but some of them
vegetarians can just eat turkey bacon.
Really, though? Tofu. They can flatten it and fry it and say it's bacon.
I see no point. True. If you're vegetarian, then don't eat the alternatives.
Yeah. Big pet peeve.
Unless you... I know there's some vegetarians that do it for moral reasons.
Yeah.
Some vegetarians actually do not like meat at all.
Yeah, it sickens them.
Yeah, even the taste. I wish... Texture. Sometimes I wish that was me. But then again, I really like steak, so...
True.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Oh my, this is great.
Yeah.
I'm starting my own podcast.
That's good, you should.
Yeah.
You should. It'd be throwing shade.
Yep.
At everyone and everything.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
No filter shade.
Yeah, no filter shade at all. I just quoted Jasmine Masters. I don't want her to sue me.
If you can sing one song on American Idol, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a... Just one song?
Yeah, just one song.
It's my audition song?
Make It or Break It, okay, American Idol.
Is it my audition song or final two song right before they announce I'm the winner? Okay, audition, I would probably sing something mainstream so they would know what I was singing. But something classy, not I don't know, "Oh ho, honey, I'm good." Like, I wouldn't sing that. I'd sing something authentic, like, "Hallelujah."
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What about your final song?
My final song? I would start with "Hallelujah" and I would end with "Hallelujah." Because it would be a prayer to make it to the end. And I would have to thank Jesus himself.
And all those he had to sacrifice and step on to get there.
The disciples.
I would like to thank Satan for accepting my soul to get here.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, my eyes have changed colors through the course of the last couple of weeks. It's because my soul is slowly leaving my body.
Oh god, okay, this took like a left, like, turn.
Wrong turn 7 Wrong with turn Jordy and Brady.
Okay, so here's another question. Okay. Smack in the face. Grammys or Oscars?
Grammys.
Why?
Because the performances are groundbreaking.
True.
Yeah, and Beyonce doesn't go to the Oscars.
Maybe she did when she was on The Fight and Temptations.
True. True.
But I doubt that got an Oscar. However, she was on Dreamgirls. She was at the Oscars.
Yeah, she was in 2008.
She didn't win.
No.
Jennifer Hudson won.
Yep.
Because she was better.
I don't agree with that, but okay.
Move on.
Next. No. Like, just straight up next.
That's funny because Patrick Cruz was doing that the last.
Was he?
Yeah.
Gosh.
He's like, done with this question. Next. It's like, oh, rude. How many square feet of pizza are eaten in America each year?
How many? Yeah. Do I think?
Do you think? Yes.
I don't know. It's America. Probably lots.
What's the number?
Like, 1 million.
1 million square feet? Yeah. Out of, like 50 million people?
You think that's...
No, there's 50 million people in
the United States of America.
No, in New York City alone.
Oh, so do you think that that's a small number?
Yes.
Well, then I think it's a bigger number than 1 million. 2 million.
Oh my god, yes. Perfect.
What, do you have the number there?
No, I don't.
Then why would you ask? It's probably something crazy. I don't know. They eat tons of chicken nuggets there. Like, man. You buy like 50 chicken nuggets for $6. But you spend $6 on a salad. Which one do you prefer?
Yeah. Nuggets, of course.
That's why we're fat.
Here's the thing.
What?
You're eating, say you are really hungry, you order a 20 piece, hypothetically. Not really.
But really.
But really.
But really. Like, say you get a snack at McDonald's.
Yeah, you get a snack at 20 piece nuggets just to hold you over until you get
what
the real
thing.
What
kind of dipping sauce do you get at McDonald's for your nuggets?
I like them all.
What's your favorite?
I would prefer ranch, but they don't have it.
Yeah, they do.
I always ask, do you have ranch? Well, we don't have
I always have ranch. Which one do you go to?
Sydney River.
Yeah, you don't go to Sydney River for ranch, silly.
Okay, great.
You go to the Playhead Dome.
Anyway, hypothetically.
Well, hypothetically.
20 bucks a snack pack of nuggets.
Okay.
And... How many?
Those people that lied to themselves to get them a chicken nugget Happy Meal because they're going to be healthy. I order like 5 chicken nugget Happy Meals and I'm like, where's the next one?
I'll have a chicken nugget Happy Meal. I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
Trying to watch my figure.
Boy toy. Like, make sure it's a boy toy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's for my nephew. Like, no, it's for me. I want the Minions.
Anyway, I'm trying to make a point.
I know, okay.
Hypothetically, you have 20 piece of nuggets,
okay.
Snack pack of nuggets. How many different chickens do you think you just ate?
There's actually a video my mom's husband shared and tagged me on Facebook, and it's like a bunch of little chickadee-dee-dees, like little chicklets, like, you know, the little baby chickens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like on this like platform, and then all of a sudden the machine goes, and the chickens die, grinds them up. So I think like per chicken is one chicken nugget.
Beacon oil. I don't think that's true.
Maybe not, but
I think it's just someone like trolling the internet.
Yeah, maybe. But
just how they said like.
But like, if you think of it, like, it could be like. Like one chicken can make either like 10 chicken nuggets or one chicklet can make one chicken nugget. So,
but you would think like how they're on like conveyor belts and they're like pre-made and they're sent to places and like
you're gonna say centipede and I was like what
centipede? They get sent to places and you don't really know where they came from. How many different chickens were crossed into the conveyor belt? Like you could be eating like four different chickens. You don't even know, or even more.
There's more chickens than people on the earth, so that doesn't really matter. They're yummy. I eat them.
I know, but it's like a conscience thing. Like you don't really think about what goes in your mouth. But like, in my mouth, don't think anything else about
it. Say you went to a restaurant, okay? They served you the best steak you ever ate. Then they gave you a file of the person who you just ate. How would you feel?
Of the cow?
No, not of the cow. It was a human.
Why would I go... First of all, I'll question when I'm at a restaurant, like, why are these serving humans? I am not a cannibal.
But you wouldn't know. You thought it was steak. And this is the plot
twist. I think you would know that if you're eating somebody in the steak. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be like, this tastes off. This kind of tastes little deodorant-y.
They'd wash
this,
it first.
This tastes kind of like... animals. This kind of tastes like Old Spice. Oh, horrible.
Are we eating Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg, oh my god.
Is he an Old Spice candidate? No.
I don't think so. What's that guy? He's like,
yeah,
he's your like, man wants to be me.
Yeah. on the horse.
But here's the thing. Here's my point. What I'm trying to make is that before I eat my meat,
you think of where it comes from?
No, I'm thankful for that animal that gave me its life.
Aw,
yeah.
It's like hashtag native proud.
Hashtag native proud. It's just, it's like 2-3 years ago, I kind of like had that epiphany of like, I feel bad for this animal. If I don't thank it, then I don't think I should eat it. So like to save myself to become vegan or vegetarian, I like thank the animal before I eat
it. What tone was that chicken's last chirp? Like was it a high-pitched tone or a low-pitched tone? Like,
Okay, so we're gonna move on from that whole like that went far left. Like it went
left. We talked about that for like 5 minutes, and all you wanted to know was if I ate chicken nuggets or not.
Yeah, I know chicken nuggets like just take over lives. Here's the next question: if there, the last question was about pizza, by the way.
Was it the chicken nuggets or do you have heard of the question? Oh, okay.
If there was a movie produced about your life, who would play you and why?
Okay.
Also, what would be the title of the movie?
Okay, so this is a really difficult question. Wow. So, thinking because I'm 18 now and I'd give myself 2 more years until I host SNL and become famous and blah, 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 blah. And that would be the time frame of what my movie would be like in. So I'm going to say, like, you know the kid that's like on the I'm Stuck on the Band-Aid brand commercial?
Mm-hmm.
That little boy, that he's going to play me because he'll be like that age in that many years when the movie comes out about me. And he would play me. I don't know why, but he doesn't resemble me or anything. I'm stuck on the Band-Aid brand, and Band-Aid's stuck on me. why?
Please elaborate.
I already told you.
I know, but in-depth combo.
Okay, in-depth. Because...
No, please don't. Please don't. Okay. I've heard enough.
The name of my movie, of like my autobiography, like that movie, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It would be called In the Life. No, I Am Braid.
I Am Braid?
Yeah, like I Am Kate, but I Am Braid.
Not even like or I Am Brady Lee.
Or I Am Brady Lee. Yes, because it's my tag on all my stuff. It's I Am Brady Lee.
Yes. Okay, so here's the last question to you.
No. There's more.
You're a new addition to the crayon box. What color would you be and why?
Wow.
Any color.
Any color?
Any color in the
new
world.
New adaptation to the rainbow. I would be... Okay. Let's say... Two colors had a baby. Let's say those colors were... White and gold. Okay? But when you colored with it, it would be blue and black.
What?
Because... And the name of the color is the dress.
I was like thinking white and gold, like baby gold.
No, white and gold would be like cheap gold. Cheap like gold. I can't afford the real stuff. Like
2-carat gold. Oh my god, yes.
Fake gold eating carrots. Like my life. But yeah. It would be called the dress, and it would be a white and gold looking crayon, but when you colored it, it was black and blue.
That is, like, very creative.
Right?
You would amaze the world.
I am amazing the world. One breath as a time. As a time. One breath at a time. Wow, Brady.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing. Well, that's all the questions I have to ask you, Brady. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I know you didn't really agree because I forced you to. JK, you really did agree.
I'm still in the handcuffs. I don't know this man. Imagine. Oh, can I elaborate on the second last question about the movie about me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so you're gonna have to sign off again. Anyways, imagine this, okay? Leonardo DiCaprio has never won an Oscar. They're going to make a movie about his success, and that actor is going to win an Oscar for it. But poor Leo ain't ever going to win one, because you know he ain't worth it. Rose dropped him to the bottom of the ocean for a reason.
That was a metaphor of his acting career.
Yeah.
Oh my god, poor Leo.
I'm Augustus Waters. I make metaphors on the daily.
That was some heavy shade you just threw. Yeah.
I hope he hears that.
But wouldn't that be something though, like really?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That would just be a smack. You know what? I think the Academy hates Leonardo DiCaprio.
You know what? I think the world hates Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh my god.
He was no one's Romeo. Get it? Because he was Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, I get it. I get
it. It's like his whole life is a dream. Inception. And he should be locked up in a loony box, Shutter Island.
I wish I could just carry on, but I don't...
Because he's a little messed up, The Life of Gilbert Grape, or What's Eating Gilbert Grape, that's the name of the movie, remember? It's like his debut, mm-hmm. He played an autistic kid, everyone was like, whoa, he's normal, but yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's not going to be having any great parties.
Great Gatsby. He does have really great parties.
Yes, I know. I guess we'll end it at the...
But like Titanic, he can't swim because he gets shot and falls to the bottom of the pool.
What?
Yeah, The Great Gatsby, that's how it ends. He gets shot and falls in the pool.
Oh my god. That was like, remember this? I still got it. I can still sink underwater.
I don't need Rose to let go of me. I got a bullet in my chest.
No.
What made him sink faster this time? Last time he was frozen, this time there was metal in him.
Oh my god, yes. Okay, so that's all. I'm cutting this off. This is still done. This is done. So that's all we have here for today for our Red Road Project podcast.
For a very long time. I can read moms.
I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we did. Follow us on all our social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. That's a Red Road Project. Red Road, REDROAD, PROJECT. So have a great day, everybody, and namulas.
Bye.
Felicia.
Was it in it? Bye, Felicia.
Yes. Great ending. Bam.